The proposed Mitchell County budget for 2006-2007 drops the fund balance, or cash on hand, to 8%, the minimum recommended by the local government commission. The 8% is the amount of funds the commission says is enough to run county or municipal government operations for 1 month. But what if there is an emergency and more funds are needed? We asked Commissioner Phil Byrd, if there is an emergency in the county, where will the money needed to cover the emergency come from?
If we do have an emergency of some sort that would take place, and we do not have enough money in our fund balance to where that would occur, just really cash on hand, like anybody else would normally think of, we would have to borrow the money. To do that, you have to go through the Institute of Government. The county would have to apply for that. So you're looking at a minimum of 45 days to 60 days before you can actually receive money. That's one scenario. So if you see something coming ahead like that, we could prepare if we have that much time. Another way of doing that would be to visit our taxpayers, some of the larger taxpayers, corporations, companies, and see if they could pay their taxes, not in advance, but before they're past due, which that has happened with a prior board that I know of. They come strapped for cash, and they had to go out and try to raise a little money like anybody else. And they visited some of the larger taxpayers and were fortunate enough that those folks paid their taxes up and ahead of time a little bit and helped the county get through the cash-strapped time in their economy.
Mitchell County Commissioner Phil Byrd. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.